Welcome to School of the Saltire, the podcast by Atherton Ford Primary School.
Let's begin with Rain, who has some interesting facts about zombies. Spooky.
Hello and welcome to Very Interesting. Today our question will be, is there ever going to be a zombie apocalypse? Well, let's start with some information about where zombies came from. Zombies originated from Haitian myth. The legend was that voodoos, which are magicians, would bring a person back from the dead. But back then, a zombie didn't have rotting flesh and a tendency to eat brains. Instead, they looked like normal humans, but a bit confused and hazy in their brain. The voodoos controlled the zombies like mindless servants. So now we know about the original idea of zombies, let's look at the modern version. The idea of zombies today came from books and films. There is no record of these kinds of monsters appearing in history. It seems that those zombies came purely from our imagination. Now we can gather our research for a quick recap. It seems that even if there were zombies out there, they wouldn't invade Scotland or anywhere else. Our conclusion is, there will never be a zombie apocalypse. Thank you for listening to a short little bit of information called Very Interesting, produced by Rain. Thank you.
Wow, I never knew any of that, Rain. Next, we have a teacher interview with Charlie and Sky.
Cool.
Hello, and today we're going to be interviewing Mr. Brat.
First up, when did you become a headmaster of Atherton Ford?
So, Atherton Ford is my first head teacher job, and I got that in 2020. So it was in the April, and I don't know if you remember, but all things COVID started around there. So when I started this job, I actually started in my house on a computer and just having random Google Meets. I'm trying to remember if any of you guys would have been on those Google Meets. Why not? Too young.
We're 21.
Nursery? Would anyone in here have been in nursery? Maybe. Maybe the first year nursery, possibly.
Out.
You run, Troy. Other people might be.
Did you start off as a normal teacher?
I've gone more and more bizarre over the years. Is that your question, Sky? Yes. I started off as class teacher, and that was all the way back in 2010. So I'd be doing this for 15 years. Thanks for the wow.
Oh, that's so... Yeah, 2010 I started my teaching.
How long have you been a teacher, just in general?
In general? So I've had... Oh gosh, now this is going through. I did 4 years as a class teacher, and then I had a bit of time as a principal teacher, like Mrs. Mitchell. And then I had a job being a development officer, doing all things digital down in the Scottish Borders. Then I had another 2 years in the classroom. And then I was deputy head teacher. And then I had a job doing more digital stuff, but this time across lots of different authorities. And that's when then I've been a head teacher. So in total, 15 years. 15 years.
Why did you want to be a teacher?
So I kind of fell into teaching. So when I was about fifth year... That's the time where you start doing like all your exams, get your results, and people are deciding, what are you going to do? Where are you going to go? And I had a placement where in a classroom, and I just loved it. I really loved it. I loved having that sort of bright spark moment, you know, when someone suddenly gets something, and it's like, wow, I understand now. And that gave me a real buzz. And then from there, I just really loved teaching and loved being a teacher, loved being a head teacher as well. So great.
Where did you study to be a teacher?
So I studied at Edinburgh University. I did 4 years there.
Well, that's all, so we should stop there.
Well, thank you very much, guys.
Right, now let's talk to Poppy, Helena and Gabby, the JRSOs, about road safety.
Hi.
We need to bubble seats.
Hello and welcome back to the JRSOs.
Welcome back.
Yes, today we are going to talk about being safe because it's almost winter.
It's getting cold.
Be safe, be seen is a road safety slogan and campaign encouraging pedestrians, people, cyclists,
and children to enhance the visibility to drivers, especially in low light conditions, to prevent accidents.
Key strategies include wearing bright fluorescent or reflective clothing using lights. Choose well-lit routes and teach children to be proactive by making
eye contact with drivers and avoiding dangerous road positions.
We all have to be safe in winter.
We need to be careful while we play because the road is slippery and you don't want to fall.
You do not want to do that.
Now we will introduce our new competition character.
It is creating your own character.
That sounds awesome.
Anyway, let's get into the important business, though.
The Road Safety Information Tracking Studies, or RITS, examines habits, attitudes, and behaviors around Scotland.
And can you believe it has been running since 2010?
The target audience for the research is a representative sample of drivers across Scotland. The study was set up to provide a consistent monitor of driver attitudes and behaviours across Scotland to safety campaigns run by the Scottish Government and Road Safety Scotland and the impact of the various roads.
A continuous monitor of attitudes and behaviours allowed Transport Scotland and the Scottish Government and partners to assess long-term trends and robust and consent weight. Each year, 2 waves of research are conducted. 20 waves were complete between 2010 and 2021.
Anyway, that's our time up. Thanks, JRSO. I will keep safe on the roads. Next, we have Kaius talking about maths.
Today, I'm going to be talking about maths in P567. These are the groups that were in maths. Some P5s were in triangles, and some E5s, and all P6s were in rectangles. And in circles, there were only P7s. And triangles, what maths triangles did was textbooks and division and times tables. And rectangles were doing chimney sums and times tables. Circles were doing division and multiplication. Thank you for listening.
Well, let's move on as Anna and Elsa are doing student interviews.
Today I'm interviewing Imogen from P3. What would you say is the best thing about being a P3, Annie?
Being in a bigger class.
That's a good answer. What have you been doing in literacy?
I read in Howard Henry's.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
What do you hope to learn in the future? Like, what would you like to be?
I like to be a...
That's a good one. So you'll have to do all the sciences in high school. I want to be a vet too. Classing all the fluffy animals, isn't it? Do you like Mr. Mulligan?
Yes.
What is the best thing about Mr. Mulligan?
He's very fun.
He is very fun. Are you excited about Halloween?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Halloween?
I'm just staying down because my mom is pregnant.
That's true. Are you going trick-or-treating or anything?
Yeah.
We probably begin with Elf and me, probably. Yeah. You excited about Christmas? Even though it's a few months away. Yeah, what are you doing on Christmas? Or do you not know yet?
I'm going to stay down here because...
I'm staying at Atherton Ford. Thank you very much, Emmy. Have you enjoyed it?
Yeah.
Thank you very much. Today, we are interviewing Katie from P4.
I have you.
Katie, what would you say is the best thing about being a P4?
When I feel reading with me.
What have you been doing? What book have you been reading in literacy?
I've been reading that.
It's a nice book.
Yeah.
Do you like Mr. Mulligan?
Yes.
What's good about him?
Because he does really fun writing tests with us.
Are you excited about Halloween?
Yeah.
What are you doing in Halloween?
I'm going to see my cousins and I'm going trick-or-treating with my friends.
Are you excited about Christmas?
Yeah.
What are you doing on Christmas? What do you not know?
I'm going to my auntie's house for Christmas Day.
That sounds nice. This is the end of P34 podcast. Katie, did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Thank you. And see you. Well, we'll do another one next week.
Hello. Today I'm interviewing Alice. Hello, Alice.
Hi.
Well, What's your favourite thing in P567?
I love being part of the leadership groups and doing reading.
Nice. What's your favourite thing to do in chosen time?
I like playing games, writing stories, and designing posters.
Nice. What sort of games do you play?
Snow Rider 3D, which is a game where you have to send this sledge down a hill, and sometimes other games, and yeah.
What have you been learning in the last week, and what's so amazing about it?
World War II, and I really love World War II, because it's sort of sad, but really cool to learn about, because it was just it was like a bad thing that happened, but it's like shaped what our country's like today.
Nice. And what's so amazing about that?
It's just kind of amazing to think that, like, also we were up against some really strong countries, and yet we still won. By the way, you can fully guess that I got some of the inspiration for those things I said from a book.
What do you hope to learn in the future?
I don't know, space. I've done stuff about space before, but I think it's cool to learn about. Ooh, not just like, these are the planets and this is the sun, more like stuff about like supernovas, how planets are formed, stuff like that.
Ooh, would be cool. That would be cool. Who are some of your friends in P567?
Well, seriously, I'm just going to list like half the entire class. Let's just say most of the people there, like everyone in P7, most people in P6 and P5, well, basically everyone.
That's really good. Who are your best friends?
I'm not going to say, because that would be favouriting.
True. Are you excited about Halloween?
Oh, yeah.
What are you going to be?
I'm going to be Now, by the way, I am a massive history nerd. I love the Tudors and stuff. I'm going to be a Tudor executioner, the one who executed Anne Boleyn.
Wow.
Why the teacher's going to be, or is that top secret?
That is top secret. We cannot tell. We don't even know.
Oh,
they don't tell us.
Next, we have a one-time chance to listen to a parent interview with Sam and Dylan.
Did you enjoy the Parents Open Day?
I did. It was great. Thanks very much for having me.
What was your favourite part of the morning?
I think just getting to see the classrooms and where all the children do their learning.
And do you have any ideas for the next open morning?
I think probably just more of the same, because there was quite a good choice of things to do. So we didn't get through everything that was there, but it gives everybody a nice option to use what they want to do.
Well, thank you for coming. Did you enjoy the Parents Open Day? What was your favourite part of the morning?
Seeing how the kids work together.
And do you have any ideas for the next open morning?
Any ideas for the next open morning?
The secret.
No, I think that was great the way you went, yeah.
Thank you. Well, thank you for coming.
Bye.
Now, Charlie is going to give some parents a quiz. Good luck all.
Hello, now we're going to do the parent quiz for our open day. Right, question one. What is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Yes, correct. Who was the first person to go to the moon?
I think that was Neil Armstrong.
Yes. What is the capital of India?
And I think that's New Delhi.
Yes. What are the first six digits of pi?
3.14159.
Yes. What is the basic color of cobalt?
Cobalt. Blue?
Yeah.
I think that's wrong.
You got everything correct, so.
Right.
Hey, let's go. What is the first person to go to the moon?
Yuri Gagarin?
Wrong. You're out.
Oh, did he not switch on navigate? Indeed, on the moon.
No, it was Neil Armstrong.
Oh, you mean on the moon? Because there was someone before him that went right. Anyway, don't worry. That's fine. So am I.
Hello. Now we're going to do the parent quiz for our open day. Right. Question one. What is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Yes, correct. Who was the first person to go to the moon?
I think that was Neil Armstrong.
Yes. What is the capital of India?
And I think that's New Delhi.
Yes. What are the first six digits of pi?
3.14159.
Yes. What is the basic color of cobalt?
Cobalt. Blue?
Yeah.
Boom, that's wrong.
You got everything correct, so.
All right.
Hey, let's go. Right, what is the capital of Japan?
Is it Tokyo?
Yes.
Oh, dude.
Who was the first person to go to the moon?
Thomas?
Yes. What is the capital of India?
I'm so bad at capitals. You need Alvis Dad instead of me. He's good for capital cities and the flags. Capital city of India. Is it... Delhi?
Close. Okay, see. There's something before you.
Wait.
Yes. What are the first six digits of pi? There's A, B, and C, B.
Oh, okay. Is it B?
Yes, correct. What is the basic color of cobalt?
Blue?
Yes. You're the second one who completed that.
Oh, wow. I'm quite proud of myself, but I'm very bad at capitals. E, A, U, S, 2. Thanks for that, Charlie. That was good.
So, what is the capital of Japan?
Is it Tokyo?
Yes. Who was the first person to go to the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yes. What is the capital of India?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know. It's really bad. India? Can I pass?
No.
Can I not? Oh, no.
You need to... You can pass on to the next question, but at the end, you'll have to answer it.
Can I get a flute?
New.
New Delhi.
Yes.
Ah, God.
What are the first six digits of pi?
Oh, my gosh.
There's A, B, and C.
I'm going to go with C.
Wrong. That's eliminations. Frail.
Am I out?
Yeah. It was B.
Oh, was it B? That was that one was definitely just a sheer guess.
So that's right.
Oh, thanks, Charlie.
Oh, the first question. What is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Yes. Who was the first person to go to the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
Yes. What is the capital of India?
Delhi.
So, you're missing one word, so I'll give you another chance.
New Delhi.
Yeah. What are the first six digits of pi? Here are some A, B, and C answers.
It's A or B. I'm going to guess B.
Yes. What is the basic color of cobalt?
Silver.
Wrong. It was blue. First question. What is the capital of Japan?
Tokyo.
Yes. Who was the first person to go on the moon?
Million Tree.
Yes. What is the capital of India?
Should I just be passing it?
You have to go back to that. In.
Okay.
What are the first six digits of pi? There's A, B, O.
314. This one. B.
B. Correct. What is the basic color of cobalt?
No, I'm colorblind. Is it black?
No, it's blue. Sorry, that's intra-elimination.
Oh, it's fine. 2 out of 2.
Dude. Yeah.
You get to go back to the...
Last but not least, Sam is going to tell us what is coming up next month.
Coming up in the months of November and December. 27th of November, 2:15. Whole School St. Andrew's Day Saltire Ceremony. 7th of December, Christmas Fair. 9th of December, Christmas Lunch. 9th of December as well, the Nativity. 11th of December, 9 o'clock, Christmas Church Service. 16th of December, Nursery Christmas Party. 17th of December, P567 Christmas Party. 18th of December, P12 and P345 Party. 19th of December, Christmas Cinema.
Now that's all we have time for.